Greetings. Welcome to IdahoPress.com. BJ Raines here, post-game edition of the Bronco Report podcast, breaking down Boise State's 42-20 win over Air Force. And John Mallory, my guest from ESPN Boise. And John, what can you say? Joe Southwick, unbelievable game tonight. 27 for 29, 287 yards, a touchdown, also rushing, had six carries, 53 yards. Some history tonight from Joe Southwick.
This was the best game Joe Southwick has ever played in a Bronco uniform. Flat out is. He's now, what, 13-3 as a starter for this university. He broke Jared Zabransky's record for completion percentage in a single game. I believe Z set in 06 against Utah State. I mean, the mustard was on the hot dog, BJ. He completed basically everything he threw, and he did it to a variety of receivers. It was a buffet for Southwick tonight. The tight end was getting in on the action. We haven't seen that this year. Just a lot of fun, and I'm happy for the kid. I think he deserves it. He's taken so much heat in this town. It's nice for him to have on national television, no less, the best game of his career.
Yeah, two incompletions. The one was a tipped interception, and one was a borderline pass interference call. So really, you could almost say he had a perfect game. I mean, there were no drops, no overthrown balls, no bad passes, really. And, you know, the rushing we saw, too, that the 53 yards or 56 yards, I guess it was, rushing 53. I was right the first time. What do you make of that part of his game? And it just seemed like, you know, he's really kind of in three games here just kind of become the sole leader of this offense. And now he's adding some running involved as well.
It looks like they created this new offense, and they didn't create it, obviously. They adapted it, what a lot of other teams are doing, BJ. They did it to fit the skill set of their quarterback, and you can see by game three, the differences in game one are alarming. I mean, he's way better tonight, certainly against a lesser opponent than Washington, but having said that, BJ, it seems like what this coaching staff is doing is catering the offense to the player's skill, not catering the player's skill to a set offense. I like the adjustment. So far, so good. Fresno State Friday night. I guess we'll see after that test, huh?
Now, we'll get to the defense in a second, but offensively, Mr. Picklejuice, four touchdowns for Jay Ajayi, 125 yards rushing, had two fumbles. They stuck with Jay Ajayi. He comes back in the game, has a couple touchdowns after that, and kind of makes up for the fumbles. And then we see him there on the sidelines drinking some pickle juice later in the game.
Yeah, that is going to take on a life of its own in this town, in this football-consumed town of Boise. You know, pickle juice fans are going to bring it to the game. You'll see signs with pickle juice jars. I mean, Jay Ajayi is going to be Mr. Pickle Juice now, and certainly they caught it. It was all over the ESPN audience. It'll be on SportsCenter tonight, I'm sure. When you drink something like pickle juice on the sideline of a football game, and it just so happens you have your career night across the board, four touchdowns, career high in rushing yards as well, in a blowout victory again on national television, things like that, they just get legs in this town, and they just grow, and they just run and run and run.
Now, you said it was because he had some cramping, but he did have a supplier that gave him the pickle juice.
Yeah, what was it? Was it Emo?
Yeah, Ebo Makinde, the senior safety, had some pickle juice. He said he was cramping. He said, I'll give it to him. So he, on the sidelines, was drinking some pickle juice. He said it was a little sour, but he said it worked. And, how long till they're selling it in the grocery stores and stuff? Probably not long.
You know what? You could talk to local grocers and say, look, if you could keep track of an increase or decrease in pickle juice or pickle jar sales, please let me know. And you, as a reporter, I'm sure you're going to be calling all the local grocers and asking them, hey, have you noticed a hike in pickle juice sales? If they say yes, and they might, you know exactly where that comes from.
BJ Raines from IdahoPress.com, Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune, alongside John Mallory, co-host of the Ball Game Show, 2 to 5 weekdays on ESPN Boise. And John, the offense, he mentioned kind of dinking and dunking up the field. Matt Miller, one of those guys, 10 catches for 112 yards. Also, Kirby Moore, 8 catches for 70 yards. Shane Williams-Rhodes had 5 catches. Aaron Burks, 3 catches. Boldovan had 2 catches. Linehan even had a catch. It just seemed like they weren't going deep too often. They were kind of dinking and diving up the field, you know, short passes, one-on-one matchups, taking advantage of it. They kind of took advantage of what Air Force gave them.
I think that's what's going to make this team dangerous going forward and this offense dangerous going forward. When you have balance, if one or two guys aren't having an exceptional night, you have 2, 3, 4 other guys who are perfectly willing and able to step it up. And that's what we saw tonight. Everybody was making plays. Southwick was just picking this defense apart, spreading the ball around. They could run the ball to. I mean, this was by far the most balanced we've seen the team in this short part of the season. And heading into Fresno Friday night, I mean, I'll tell you, those Fresno defensive coaches, they're going to be up late nights this week trying to dissect this offense and how to stop it. They'll be watching a lot of the offensive, a lot of the Washington film, I would imagine. But heck, when you have that type of balance and you can spread the ball around, run the ball and pass the ball, heck, when your quarterback can run the ball and pass the ball, adds another dimension there. This offense moving forward certainly looks good.
Only three possessions for the Boise State offense in the first half, but they all resulted in touchdowns because Air Force was just taking so long their drives with the ball, moving right up the field kind of at ease. It seemed like 192 yards of offense in the first half. Air Force was converting third downs, fourth downs, keeping drives alive, a lot of long play drives. But then things changed in the second half. Only 3 points in the second half for Air Force, only 95 yards of offense total in the second half for Air Force. Just seemed like whatever adjustments Boise State made at halftime, the defense, which, let's be honest, has been criticized some for the tackling and things like that the first couple games. Second half, probably the best half of defense that this team's played so far.
You know what? When you hold Air Force to 188 yards on the ground, you can look it up historically over the past 80 years, however long they've been playing, BJ. I bet when they have 188 yards around that number, they lose. For Air Force to beat you, they need to have 250-plus yards on the ground. Boise State eliminated that. They forced them into third and longs in the second half. And when you make a one-dimensional rushing offense, when you make them a third and long passing offense, dude, you're going to win those games. Absolutely. That's what we saw tonight. You hold Air Force to 188 yards rushing, usually going to equal a victory, especially when your quarterback has a career night.
Yeah, again, Joe Southwick, unbelievable night, 27 for 29, 287 yards and a touchdown. We mentioned Matt Miller with 10 receptions for 112 yards, Ajay, 125 yards rushing, four touchdowns, just a complete effort across the board by the offense. Second half, defense comes up with a big one. Final thought, just your takeaway from this game. Boise State moves to 2-1 with the Fresno State game coming up on Friday night.
This is the game we wanted. This is the game everybody in the Mountain West was talking about on Mountain West Media Day back in July in Las Vegas.
The Fresno State game.
Absolutely. And this is the game they're going to get. It's going to be a nationally televised Friday night tilt between two teams. Let's be honest, Fresno State, their fans have BCS busting hopes this season. They didn't play Colorado this week. We'll see if they even reschedule that game. They may not. We've seen this in history when, like last year, for example, I believe it was Oregon State and Nichols State. They did not play their game after it was postponed. Maybe that helps Fresno in the long run. Who knows? But it's going to be a wicked crowd there in Fresno. It always is. They have tons of support. You have a long shot Heisman Trophy candidate in Derek Carr, who's been absolutely impressive every time I've seen him play this year, right on target. I absolutely can't wait. Southwick coming off this game, Carr with a week's rest. My gosh, anybody who's a college football fan, I don't care if you live in Boise, Fresno, I don't care if you live in Ames, Iowa, I don't care if you live in Lawrence, Kansas, BJ.
Hey now.
You're going to be into this game next Friday. Can't wait.
And I'm sure ESPN Boise, the ball game show, 2-5 all next week. We'll be breaking down that game and getting you ready. Should be a lot of fun. Another ESPN game on Friday night under the lights. You mentioned Fresno State. They did not play their game against Colorado. The flooding caused the cancellation there, the flooding in Boulder, Colorado. So that'll do it for this edition of the Postgame Bronco Report podcast. I'm BJ Raines. Thanks to John Mallory from ESPN Boise for joining us to break this one down. Again, the final score, Boise State 42, Air Force 20. Stay here on IdahoPress.com for the latest Boise State Bronco news.